Company's alumni groups will also be represented.
The Appalachian Power Company is having trouble convincing the State Corporation Commission that the utility is in need of an emergency rate hike. Yesterday, the SEC indicated it may hold a full review hearing early in 1975 on the increase request. APCO says it needs some $35 million in a rate increase right away, but an attorney for the SEC says he cannot find evidence of any emergency situation. A large civil suit in southwestern Virginia. Gary E. Cooper reports from WRIS Radio.
A former state trooper who was paralyzed from the waist down following the crash of a state police helicopter he piloted in 1972 has filed suit for $2.5 million in damages in federal court in Roanoke. Charles Burnett crashed in Roanoke County in December of 1972. The defendants in the suit are the aircraft manufacturer Fairchild Industries Incorporated of Germantown, Maryland, its Republic Division in Framingham, New York, and a mechanic who worked for the helicopter company. This is Gary E. Cooper in Roanoke.
Well, nobody is taking bets on the chances Virginia will institute a statewide lottery, but the proposal is still being studied. A legislative subcommittee will be reporting to the House General Laws Committee on the feasibility of a lottery for the Old Dominion. The General Assembly has to give specific approval before state or local governments can take part in collective bargaining with public employees. That was the opinion yesterday from Attorney General Andrew Miller. Miller's opinion would seem to be a setback for those public employees in Virginia who've been fighting for recognition from local governments in order to bargain for higher pay. This has been State News on the Virginia Network, a cooperative effort of Virginia's finer radio stations. Newsnet is produced by Ray Carey. This is Wells Bunyer reporting. Have a nice day today.
Checking the weather for the five counties. Sunny today, highs the upper 60s to near 70. Fair tonight and tomorrow, lows tonight in the 40s, highs tomorrow near 70. Chance of rain about zero through tomorrow. Winds variable under 10 miles an hour today and tonight. This morning, 32 degrees in Orange. Our humidity stands at 94% on Spicer's Mill Road in Orange. I'm Ross Hunter for WJMA Radio News. Next news at 7 o'clock.
All that I am, I pledge to you. I'm sure. When I bring a pair of rainbows for your head, a mia sposa con amor, a mia sposa.
Sonny James with music on the morning show. 16 before 7 o'clock, we'll be checking the weather in just a minute.
This is Tom Mallory of the Orange Volunteer Fire Department. Before going out tonight, make sure your babysitter knows how to protect your youngsters in case of a fire.
Orange Livestock Market will hold a special fall sale of stocker cattle on Wednesday the 9th. This special sale begins at 5 p.m. All weights, all kinds, no special requirements. All stocker cattle will sell beginning at 5. Call Orange Livestock Market or Haywood Darnell for more information. Haywood's number is 832-3950. 832-3950. Special stocker cattle fall sale, Wednesday, October 9th, beginning at 5 p.m., Orange Livestock Market.
Okay, kids, let's eat. Here are the menus for the area school cafeterias on Wednesday. First for breakfast at Lightfoot Elementary, sausage patties, buttered toast, and applesauce. Orange Elementary has scheduled one half of an orange and toasted cheese. For Gordon Barber's breakfast, bacon, toast, and orange juice. And if you're planning to dine at Unionville Elementary for breakfast, pancakes and syrup will be served with some juice and milk. Now for lunch in Madison County, tuna salad, green peas, mashed potatoes, and some rolls and milk. Gordon Barber will be serving lasagna with tossed vegetable salad, peaches, and cake with chocolate frosting. Unionville Elementary's lunch consists of vegetable soup with some alphabet letters thrown in just to keep you educated, peanut butter on crackers, and some fruit jello. At Lightfoot, vegetable beef soup, crackers, and fruit jello. Orange Elementary has scheduled some barbecue with coleslaw, green beans, and cookies. And at Orange County High School for lunch on Wednesday, hot dogs on rolls with all the trimmings, mixed greens, macaroni and cheese, and cake with frosting for dessert. And those, by Jove, are the menus for Wednesday. Happy dining.
Thank you, Les. Five County weather. Sunny today with highs in the upper 60s to about 70. Fair tonight and tomorrow. Lows tonight in the 40s. Highs tomorrow near 70. Chance of rain about zip through tomorrow. Winds will be variable. Under 10 miles an hour today and tonight. 32 is our current temperature. The humidity stands at 94% this morning.
If I miss you again tonight, and I'm longing to hold you tight, if the moon that I'm in is just like it's been, then I'll be away till the morning light. If I miss you just one more time, if I can't get you off my mind, girl, I'll know that it's true, I'm still loving you, and how will I face it if I miss you tonight? I tried so hard to forget, I thought I'd made it. I cried you out of my heart, and I could smile again. Then all at once, out of nowhere, your memory returned, and my heart couldn't shake it. Can I forget you again? Tell me, what'll I do, girl, if I can't make it? That I'm in is just like it's been, then I'll be away till the morning light. If I miss you just one more time, if I can't get you off my mind,
it's true, I'm still loving you, and how will I face it? If I miss you tonight, if I miss you again tonight, and I'm longing to hold you tight, girl, I'll know that it's true.
That's Tommy Overstreet, If I Miss You Again Tonight. It's 11 minutes before 7 on the morning show. 32 the temperature this morning.
Perhaps the word echo doesn't mean much of anything to you now, except the repeating of a sound caused by reflection of the sound waves. That's not what I'm thinking about today, however. Today, echo refers to a spanking new chainsaw, a chainsaw that's emigrated from Japan very similarly to the trip made by Datsun cars and trucks. Echo, a chainsaw that's real power and clean cut, means faster work on any wood-cutting job. Echo, with automatic recoil starter, molded coil for all-weather starting, automatic and manual oiling systems, and easy one-hand control. Echo chainsaws in sizes to suit your needs and at prices that will certainly surprise you. And one thing certain, Echo will mean a lot more to you after you see a demonstration at P.D. Waugh & Company in Orange. Ask Don Waugh about the new Echo chainsaws next time you're in town. Echo, new Japanese chainsaws at P.D. Waugh & Company, just east of Orange, off Route 20.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I think there's an echo in here. 10 minutes before 7 on the morning show, Barbersville Volunteer Fire Department's going to have an auction sale soon, but right now they need donations of articles to sell. See, they want to raise funds to renovate an existing fire truck or perhaps buy a new one. So if you have anything you think might sell and you'd like to donate it to the Barbersville Fire Company, call one of these phone numbers, please, and they're all 832 numbers, so I'll just give you the last four digits. 3979-2300-2098-3552-3837. If you didn't catch all those numbers, call us after 8 o'clock, and we'll give them to you one more time.
Sensational savings at Sears Catalog Store in Orange. Old-time prices through Saturday on electrical goods, farm supplies, floor coverings, garden supplies, freezers, furniture, hardware, heating systems, household needs, and more. No matter how low Sears regular or sale prices, you still get fat discounts on purchases of $75 or more, $10 on purchases of $150, $20 on $250 purchases. Hurry to Sears and Orange, because Saturday's the last day for these savings. Sears and Orange open Thursday and Friday nights till 9.
In a Mississippi cotton picking Delta town, one dusty street to walk up and down, nothing much to see but a starving hound. In a Mississippi cotton picking Delta town, down in the Delta where I was born, all we raised was cotton, potatoes and corn. I picked cotton till my fingers hurt, dragging a sack through that Delta dirt. And I've worked hard the whole week long, picking my fingers to the blood and bone. There ain't a lot of money in a cotton bale, at least when you try to sell. In a Mississippi cotton bale, get dressed up, catch us a ride on a pickup truck. On a gravel road, it nearly strangled us, that cotton picking Delta does. We'd sit across the street on the depot porch, looking at the folks looking back at us, munching on a dust-covered ice cream cone, wondering how we'd get back home. From a Mississippi cotton picking Delta town, one dusty street to walk up and down, nothing much to do but just hang around in a Mississippi cotton picking Delta town. From a Mississippi cotton picking Delta town, one dusty street.
to do but just hang around in a Mississippi cotton picking Delta town.
Mississippi cotton picking Delta town, the music on the morning show from Charlie Pride. Time now for the morning sports report, brought to you this morning by Preddy's Funeral Homes and C. Cosby Clough, members of the Sports Broadcasters Club. Jim Hunter will toe the rubber today for the Oakland Athletics in hopes of beating the Baltimore Orioles and ending the American League playoffs. He'll be opposed by Mike Cuellar. The Athletics hold a 2-1 lead in the best-of-five series, thanks to a two-hit shutout by Vida Blue and a homer by Sal Bando, which produced the only run of the game. If the Orioles do deadlock the Classic, the fifth and final game will be tomorrow, also in Baltimore. The Pittsburgh Pirates, their hopes revived by a crisp 7-0 blanking of the Los Angeles Dodgers, hope to even their series at 2 victories each today. They'll use Jerry Royce on the mound. Don Sutton will pitch for the Dodgers, homers by Willie Stargell and Richie Hebner, plus strong pitching by Bruce Kieson enabled the Pirates to stop the Dodgers. The National Hockey League, with two new teams boosting the circuit to 18 teams, will open its six-month campaign tonight with 7 games on the program. 12 playoff berths will be at stake for the 18 clubs, augmented by the Kansas City Scouts and the Washington Capitals. Openers include Washington at the New York Rangers, the New York Islanders at Montreal, Atlanta at Vancouver, Pittsburgh at Minnesota, Chicago at Detroit, St. Louis at California, Kansas City at Toronto. Back with more sports after this.
Preddy Funeral Home's ambulance remains on 24-hour call. For routine daytime calls or emergencies at any hour, Preddy Funeral Home's ambulance stands ready to answer swiftly with courteous and efficient personnel. Remember these numbers. In Orange, 672-3611. In Gordonsville, 832-2111. For prompt, safe, private ambulance service, call Preddy Funeral Homes of Orange and Gordonsville. They're always prepared to serve you at any time.
The World Football League reduced to 10 teams because of financial problems incurred by the Detroit Wheels and Jacksonville Sharks will have 4 games on the schedule tonight. It'll be Memphis at Charlotte, Hawaiians at Philadelphia, Portland at Birmingham, Florida at Chicago. Be 1 game tomorrow night. Shreveport will be at Southern California. Archie Griffin turned in his 15th straight game in which he has gained 100 yards or more, and the output helped the Ohio State tailback get the award as Associated Press College Back of the Week. Griffin gained 196 yards Saturday, as the top-ranked Buckeyes routed Washington State 42-7. Louisiana Tech has retained its ranking as the number one team in the Associated Press College Football Division. Delaware is second and Western Kentucky third, Boise State fourth, followed by Tennessee State, Nevada Las Vegas, Indiana State, North Dakota, McNeese State, and Texas A&I. The top three teams in the country in total offense are Oklahoma, Nebraska, and Kansas. Oklahoma also leads the nation in rushing and scoring, while Nebraska is fourth in rushing and second in scoring. Oddly enough, all three teams are members of the Big Eight Conference. Jackson State running back Walter Payton has broken a 14-year NCAA football scoring record with 410 career points. The Mississippi Speedster scored 6 touchdowns in leading Jackson State to a 75-0 victory over Nebraska at Oklahoma. Back with some final news from the world of sports after this.
C. Cosby Clough says, stop wasting precious fuel. If your old oil or gas furnace is burning too much fuel, replace it with a new Chrysler Air Temp furnace and save money this winter. Call 672-3153 or visit C. Cosby Clough. You can have a new Chrysler Air Temp oil or gas furnace and be ready when the cold winter weather arrives. Now's the time to buy a new Chrysler Quality Care furnace at C. Cosby Clough.
The Orange County High School basketball team won games yesterday against James Monroe. These are games last night. Final scores, the JV game, the Orange team, 33, James Monroe, 19. Cindy Brookings was high scorer for Orange with 17 points. In the varsity contest, Orange had 42, James Monroe 30, and Sheila Alexander was Orange's high scorer with 14 points. This brings the varsity district record to 4 wins and 3 losses, and the overall record to 4 wins and 9 losses. The next game the girls play will be at Spotsylvania, JV game time at 6:30. The varsity will play at 8 o'clock. That's our sports report this morning, brought to you this morning by Preddy's Funeral Homes and C. Cosby Clough, members of the Sports Broadcasters Club. Keep up with all the good sports on WJMA, brought to you by the Sports Broadcasters. Stay tuned for news coming up next on the hour at 7 o'clock.
Hi, this is John Gordon, voice of the Cavaliers. Join us each Saturday for exciting football as we bring you the University of Virginia broadcast. New coach Sonny Randall will have the Cavaliers geared for all opponents this fall, and the 1974 Virginia season promises to be an interesting one. UVA football, each Saturday afternoon, right here on this station.
This Saturday, the Virginia Cavaliers will be back home in Scott Stadium to face homecoming opponent North Carolina State. Broadcast coverage on WJMA begins at 1:02 with the Sonny Randall program.
It's 7 o'clock. This is WJMA, AM and FM, Orange, Virginia. The 7 o'clock news is brought to you today by your nearby store, the Orange Madison Co-op in Orange, Madison, and Gordonsville. It's 32 degrees in Orange, and here's what's new. Congressmen have shown little support for President Ford's call on middle-income families to foot most of the bill in the anti-inflation fight. Many Democrats and some Republicans voiced criticism of the proposed 5% surtax on taxes paid on family incomes above $15,000. Senate Republican leader Hugh Scott suggested that the surtax take effect above the $20,000 level. New York Republican Senator Jacob Javits suggested $25,000. House Speaker Carl Albert urged a staggered surtax, and Republican Senator Paul Fannin of Arizona ruled out any surtax until every effort is made to cut federal spending. Virginia Republican Joel Broyhill of the House Ways and Means Committee, which must initiate tax legislation, said he opposes any more taxes on middle-income wage earners. Other economic initiatives announced by President Ford yesterday won general praise from lawmakers and others. Few members of Congress disagreed with Ford's call for a spending cut. Congressional leaders moved fast on two measures that Ford targeted for immediate action: a resolution to hold spending at $30 billion, and legislation Ford said would allow the government to pour $3 billion into the home market. House and Senate leaders conferred on ways to get both measures to Ford's desk by Friday. The Senate Rules Committee has scheduled a meeting today to consider what its reaction should be to Nelson Rockefeller's gifts to associates. Rockefeller appeared before the committee for vice presidential hearings. Meanwhile, one of the congressmen researching Rockefeller's financial affairs says the gifts raise serious questions about propriety and conflicts of interest. Ohio Democrat Edward Mezvinsky called on Rockefeller to disclose every gift he's ever made. Mezvinsky is a member of the House Judiciary Committee, which will hold hearings on the Rockefeller nomination next month. Boston public schools are scheduled to open as usual today, despite continuing racial violence over court-ordered busing and a plea by a teachers' union that classes be suspended. School Superintendent William Leary rejected last night the idea of shutting down schools. The proposal came from the Boston Teachers Union Executive Committee, which described the situation as rapidly deteriorating. State police and sheriff's deputies in Louisiana are preparing to bolster their forces following an announcement that armed Ku Klux Klan security teams will patrol the city of Destrehan today. The Klan announcement came after a 13-year-old white boy was shot to death Monday during a racial disturbance at Destrehan High School. The Senate today takes up the issue of military aid to Turkey. The House already has approved an aid cutoff, and President Ford has described the vote as misguided and extremely harmful. Under the House-approved resolution, military aid to Turkey would be cut off until President Ford has certified substantial progress toward a Cyprus settlement. Secretary of State Kissinger is on his way to the Middle East today for his sixth mediation effort since the war last October. Kissinger hopes to test Arab and Israeli enthusiasm for another Sinai withdrawal while searching for a way to link it with an overall peace settlement. Nearly a dozen elderly and low-income people left Newport, Rhode Island this week for vacation homes near Washington, D.C. under an experimental program. The Newporters and several residents of Silver Spring, Maryland, have agreed to switch apartments in public housing projects, providing them with vacations away from home, but without hotel bills. A Washington-based organization, which received federal money, is splitting the travel cost with the Newport Housing Authority. We'll have a look at the five-county weather right after this.
Balance. Balance is the key to making hogs pay. The better the balance of vitamins, minerals, efficient energy, and protein, the better the chances of producing leaner pork faster and at lower cost. After years of research, Southern States has made the Balance breakthrough. Result? A new concept in hog nutrition. Southern States NutriBalanced Swine Feeds. 10 NutriBalanced Feeds, 4 Power Pack Supplements, a Premix, a Wormer, and disease-fighting Medipacks. All part of a complete litter-to-market feeding program. An up-to-date program that deserves a trial on your farm. Talk to Orange Madison Co-op in Orange about new Southern States NutriBalanced Swine Feeds. And see how you can bank on more pork profits tomorrow. New NutriBalance Swine Feeds from Southern States.
We know what you need at Southern States.
Five-county weather, sunny today with highs in the upper 60s to near 70. Fair tonight and tomorrow. Lows tonight in the 40s, highs tomorrow near 70. Chance of rain near zero through tomorrow. Winds variable under 10 miles an hour today and tonight. Right now it's 32 degrees in Orange, humidity at 94%. 7 o'clock news brought to you today by the Orange Madison Cooperative Farm Service with nearby stores in Orange, Madison, and Gordonsville. I'm Ross Hunter for WJMA Radio News.
I'm Congressman Kenneth Robinson, but I wasn't yet elected when the Occupational Safety and Health Act was passed. Now farmers and small business people generally are being plagued by OSHA regulations. Many of these rules are being written by Washington bureaucrats with no practical experience. I've joined in an effort in Congress to limit such regulations to those clearly necessary to public health and safety.
Re-elect Robinson to Congress. Paid for by Robinson for Congress Committee, V.R. Strader, Jr., Treasurer.
Morning, baby.
I'm looking for a place to go so I can be all alone from thoughts and memories, so that when the music plays I don't go back to the days when love was you and me. To hide all my sorrow, all my pride, I just can't get along, 'cause the love once so fine keeps on hurting all the time. Where did I go wrong?
I'm
That's My Melody of Love, Bobby Vinson. On the morning show, it's 9 minutes after 7. Good morning to you. Cool outside this morning. 32 is our temperature. Sunny today, the forecast. Highs of the upper 60s to near 70.
Hello, cash flow.
I'd like to move $20 from checking to savings, please.
Virginia National Bank's new cash flow plan lets checking and savings work together. And to move money, all you need is a card or a phone.
Hello, cash flow.
How about dinner?
No, Freddie, and this is a business phone.
Okay, then put $50 back into savings.
Freddie, about dinner.
Cash flow. Money where and when you want it at Virginia National Bank.
At any hour, when you hear the rescue squad signal, you can rest assured that the dedicated men who serve on the Orange County Rescue Squad will answer that call. They'll answer in a fully equipped vehicle bought and paid for with your contributions. It costs a lot of money to keep the Orange Rescue Squad ready to respond to all calls for help. In the coming year, they'll need at least $21,000. Sounds like a lot of money? Well, not when you consider the protection and peace of mind the Rescue Squad gives you. This is the time to let the Orange County Rescue Squad know that you're behind them. Send your contribution now. It's the best investment you can make. Send your check to Orange County Rescue Squad, Box 446, Orange, Virginia 22960.
There's a summertime feeling coming over me, and it's melting my winter away. Feel like starting.
Here comes summer. The days are getting hotter, you're getting busier, and the refreshing taste you find only in Coca-Cola seems to be getting better than ever.
Here's a song you may remember from the movie American Graffiti, if you saw it. If not, you may remember the original, the Skyliners, Since I Don't Have You. Old rock and roll guys sang like that. How do they do that? 14 after 7 o'clock on the morning show, just about time for the morning weathergram. First of all, this message from Captain Cook.
Okay, kids, let's eat.
All right, I'm hungry. Ah, food.
Here are the menus for the area school cafeterias on Wednesday. First for breakfast at Lightfoot Elementary, sausage patties, buttered toast, and applesauce. Orange Elementary has scheduled one half of an orange and toasted cheese. For Gordon Barber's breakfast, bacon, toast, and orange juice. And if you're planning to dine at Unionville Elementary for breakfast, pancakes and syrup will be served with some juice and milk. Now for lunch in Madison County, tuna salad, green peas, mashed potatoes, and some rolls and milk. Gordon Barber will be serving lasagna with tossed vegetable salad, peaches, and cake with chocolate frosting. Unionville Elementary's lunch consists of vegetable soup with some alphabet letters thrown in just to keep you educated, peanut butter on crackers, and some fruit jello. At Lightfoot, vegetable beef soup, crackers, and fruit jello. Orange Elementary has scheduled some barbecue with coleslaw, green beans, and cookies. And at Orange County High School for lunch on Wednesday, hot dogs on rolls with all the trimmings, mixed greens, macaroni and cheese, and cake with frosting for dessert. And those, by Jove, are the menus for Wednesday. Happy dining.
Just about to 15 after 7 o'clock, and we'll be checking the morning weathergram in just a moment.
This is Wesley Tate, Chief of the Orange Volunteer Fire Company. Is your home fireproof? No home is, but it can be fire safe. All it takes is a little time. Locate and eliminate the fire hazards found in the homes. Check for frayed electrical wiring, defective heaters, clogged flues, piles of old rags and papers. Keep matches out of the reach of children and never smoke in bed. Start now as the nation observes its Fire Prevention Week, October 6th to 12th, and practice fire prevention all the year.
It's now time for a look at the weather, a summary of national, state, and local weather information. Remember, whatever the weather, you drive more safely with tires from Firestone and Orange, your Firestone people, tire people. In the national weather this morning, showers and thunderstorms decreased by early Wednesday morning over the west and southwest. Weather radars indicated only scattered showers in Nevada, Utah, and New Mexico. Reported rainfall last evening included nearly a half inch at Concord, California, and another quarter of an inch at Deming, New Mexico. A cold front continued to provide overcast skies across the Great Lakes region, the northern Ohio Valley, and parts of the Northeast. Rain and drizzle fell in the upper Michigan Peninsula. Decreasing thunderstorms along the Southern California coast left over a quarter of an inch of rain at Miami. Patchy fog developed in parts of the Pacific Northwest and in sections of north-central Oklahoma and eastern Kansas. The remainder of the nation reported clear or mostly clear skies. A high-pressure area pulled colder air into the northeast. Many early morning temperatures fell into the 30s. Early this morning, Bradford, Pennsylvania, and Messina, New York, both reported 29 degrees. Northern Connecticut was under a frost and freeze warning. Most early morning temperatures lingered in the 30s and 40s. North Dakota and the higher elevations of the Rockies were cooler, and warmer readings were reported across most of the southern states. Temperature extremes across the nation at 3 this morning ranged from a 26 at Holton, Maine, to 82 at Blythe, California. We'll be back with a look at the Virginia weather story in more detail after this.
Firestone's got the tire sales for all seasons. That's right, no matter what the weather, Firestone in Orange has got the tires just right for it, and they're on sale now. Getting ready for the snowy months ahead? Then check out Firestone's famous Town & Country snow tire. No trade-ins needed, and you can save $6 to $9 a pair. The Town & Country has power on the inside, power on the outside, and deep-biting center Z-bars to help dig you out and pull you through. It's guaranteed to go through ice, mud, and snow, or Firestone will pay the tow. If regular tires are what you need, then Firestone's Stratostreak Super Belt tire is what you're looking for. Sale priced so that you can save anywhere from $9 to $15 a pair, the Stratostreak Super Belt is your double-belted, long-mileage bargain. It's built with the wide 78 series design for superb handling, with two fiberglass stabilizer belts for long mileage and a polyester cord body for a smooth ride. Town & Country and Stratostreak Super Belt tires on sale now at Firestone.
A large, flat, high-pressure area covers the eastern states, except for a flat, low-pressure area over the Great Lakes region. A high pressure should hold over the mid-Atlantic region for the next 2 days. A slow warming trend is indicated for the next 2 days, except overnight lows will be rather low because of clear skies and light winds. Temperatures tonight should range down into the mid-30s in the normally cooler sections, but most reports indicate lows will be in the upper 30s and 40s. The forecast for today for Virginia is for highs in the 60s to near 70. Lows tonight should be mainly in the 40s. Highs tomorrow will range in the 60s to around 70. Humidity is low and is forecast to remain low, suggesting very little cloudiness and no rain for the next 2 days. The forecast for the five counties, sunny today, highs the upper 60s to near 70, fair tonight and tomorrow, lows tonight in the 40s, highs tomorrow near 70. Chance of rain about zero through tomorrow, winds variable under 10 miles per hour today and tonight. Currently it's 32 degrees in Orange. That matches our overnight low temperature. Yesterday's high was 62. Our humidity this morning, 94%. And that's the up-to-the-minute weather. Remember, you drive more safely with tires from Tucker Altman and all the Firestone people, tire people, at the corner of Washington Street and Madison Road in Orange.
You'll probably hate me for bringing this up. Most people do at first. It's human nature. They hate for some smart aleck to come along and make them worry about their heating system. Most of us have no more desire to think about our heating systems than about our next tax installments. But force yourself. A little mental effort in behalf of your furnace could pay off in dollars and comfort. Has your present heating system been doing everything it should for you? Is it dirty? Noisy? Are there cold spots or hot spots in your house? How about humidity control? Is your heating system dependable? Now would be a good time to have it inspected. Fred Sherman will do it free. Then he'll recommend any changes or repairs needed to put your heating system in top shape. No high pressure, no work done or bills submitted without your complete and cheerful consent. So, hate me a little for bringing it up. Then call up Fred Sherman. You might become so happy over the whole thing that you'll recommend him to your friends. Many people have. He's with W.A. Sherman Company on Church Street in Orange. The phone number, 672-1411.
It's 21 after 7, time for you to be up and moving. Temperature this morning, 32 degrees. Better wear a sweater or something today. Here's Sammy Davis Jr. on the morning show, and that's entertainment.
Everything that happens in life happens in a show. You can make them laugh, you can make them cry. Anything, anything can go. A show that is really a show sends you out with a kind of a glow, and you say, as you go on your way, that's entertainment. The lights on the lady in tights, or the bride with a guy on the side, or the ball where she gives him her all.
That's entertainment.
The plot may be hot, simply teeming with sex. A gay divorcee who is after her ex. It could be Oedipus Rex, where a chap kills his father and causes a lot of bother. No death like Eugene and Macbeth, no ordeal like the end of Camille. This goodbye brings a tear to the eye. The world is a stage. The stage is a world of entertainment. And boy, do we need it now.
Thank you, Sam. Sammy Davis Jr. with music on the morning show. It's 23 after 7 o'clock. World News Roundup coming up at 7:30 this morning.
George Gillum believes one congressman can make a difference. One congressman willing to listen, willing to work hard, willing to lead, can make a difference in Washington.
When you vote for a congressman, it's like hiring someone to do a job. That man must work to the very best of his ability to get what you want. One hardworking man can make a difference.
That's George Gillum, who believes it's time for a change to an effective voice for the 7th District. Vote for George Gillum on November 5th. Paid for by the Gillum for Congress Committee, Leo Snar, Jr., Treasurer.
Sensational savings at Sears Catalog Store in Orange. Old-time prices through Saturday on housewares, kitchen cabinets, luggage, musical instruments, office needs, paint, photographic needs, plumbing goods, ranges, and more. No matter how low Sears regular or sale prices, you still get fat discounts on purchases of $75 or more, $10 on purchases of $150, $20 on $250 purchases. Hurry to Sears in Orange, because Saturday's the last day for these savings. Sears in Orange open Thursday and Friday nights till 9.
Complete landscaping services for fall planting, Four Seasons Nursery, Orange. Here's Dionne Warwick on the morning show.
Nothing I can do. Don't try to spare my feelings. Just tell me that we're through. And make it easy on yourself.
Dionne Warwick and Make It Easy on Yourself. 27 after 7 o'clock on the morning show. 32 is our temperature this morning. News check coming up at 7:30 this morning.
Follow the Madison Mountaineers. Each Wednesday, Madison coach Eddie Dean talks football on WJMA. He'll be analyzing last week's game for you and looking at Madison's next opponent. Mountaineer football is brought to you each week by Madison IGA, Madison Plumbing and Electric, Mountain View Chevrolet, and Madison Drug Company. It's Mountaineer Football 1974 with Coach Eddie Dean. Wednesdays at 6:30 from WJMA Sports.
Here's a new song. I just came in the mail the other day with Peter Snakehips Dean and Carly Simon doing an old standard, Four or Five Times.
Maybe I'll sigh.
Maybe I'll cry.
But even if I die, we'll go on swinging four, five times. Four, five times. Four, five times. There is delight doing things right. Four, five times. We like to play.
We like to play.
We like to sing.
We like to sing.
We like to do fiddly-doo.
Four, five times.
Beep-bop for one.
Beep-bop for two. Beep-bop for three. Fiddly-dee. Four, five times.
Wa-doodle-beep-bop-dye. Footy-fa-doodie-da-da-da-da-da. Wa-da-da.
da 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 da
da
da
da
da da da
da da
da
da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da. What?
Pa, pa,
a four, five times. A four, five times. There is delight doing things right. Four, five times.
One, two, three, four.
A four, five times.
It's 7:30. This is WJMA, AM and FM in Orange, serving the five counties since 1949. 32 degrees at 7:30, and here's what's new. If Congress approves, Americans earning $15,000 and above are going to finance most of President Ford's war against inflation. In his economic address yesterday, Ford proposed a 5% surcharge on taxes paid by families earning more than $15,000 and individuals earning more than $7,500. Ford acknowledged the proposed tax hike would be unpopular. The surcharge would apply to about 28% of all taxpayers. Congressmen are showing little appetite for Ford's decision to have the American middle class foot most of the bill against inflation. Many Democrats and some Republicans are critical of the president's proposed 5% income tax surcharge. Some believe the tax should be imposed on much higher incomes. Senate Republican leader Hugh Scott suggested the surtax take effect above the $20,000 family income level. Republican Senator Jacob Javits suggested $25,000. House Speaker Carl Albert urged a staggered surtax, and Republican Senator Paul Fannin ruled out the tax entirely until every effort has been made to cut federal spending. Business leaders have widely praised President Ford's economic proposals. However, some leading economists are questioning whether the program really would help solve the nation's economic woes. Former presidential economic adviser Pierre Rinfrae calls the program inflationary, and economist Walter Heller says the president doesn't seem to realize that the battle is two-pronged, a war against inflation and a war against recession. Under the Ford program, workers who have been unemployed for up to a year have to be unemployed for up to a year to qualify for proposed new public service jobs. Ford recommended Congress create a new Community Improvement Corps to provide public service jobs when unemployment exceeds 5% nationally. But the president specified that individuals first would have to exhaust all unemployment benefits. President Ford's historic appearance before a House Judiciary Subcommittee has been postponed until Thursday of next week, this to afford ample time for selection and sequestration of the Watergate cover-up trial jury. It will preclude any possibility of peripheral publicity, or rather pretrial publicity, resulting from President Ford's explanation of the Richard Nixon pardon. We'll have a look at news from the five counties after this.
Is your life insurance right for you? Find out with Matchmaker Service, a computer analysis of your needs. It's available through your State Farm agent.
And like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
In Orange, call Wayne Medina or Tom Nicholson at 672-2100. In Madison County, it's State Farm agent Kenneth Hale, 948-4419.
Here's an important note for you business owners and managers. The public image of your business can go a long way toward its success. And Sunshine Rental Uniform Service in Fredericksburg can supply you with smart, well-tailored, properly fitting clothing that will improve your company's image and employees' morale. And they'll be good advertising for your company. For further information or to have a Sunshine representative bring all details right to your desk, call Sunshine Rental Uniform Service in Fredericksburg, 373-6611. WJMA News Time, 7:34. The Orange County Board of Supervisors went on record yesterday in opposition to any further rate hikes by public utilities. The resolution was proposed by Supervisor E.C. Hooper, who said, "This inflation has got to stop somewhere." The resolution came in response to notices from three utilities of rate increase requests filed with the State Corporation Commission. The vote on the resolution was 4-1, with Supervisor Lindsay Gordon dissenting. Gordon said he voted against the resolution because it was ridiculous and wouldn't have any effect. He said if the board were going to oppose utility rate hikes, it had better go on record also opposing the fuel cost increases which has caused them. Supervisor Monroe Waugh perhaps expressed the public's frustration with inflation by commenting, "I'm certainly not going to vote for price increases." The board accepted the resignation of Cecil Haney from the Rapidan Service Authority yesterday. Haney, who's Gordonsville's general superintendent, told the board in a letter that his serving on the authority could be a violation of the state's Conflict of Interest Act. The town of Gordonsville intends to buy water from the authority, and Haney is in charge of Gordonsville's water system. His resignation leaves vacant an unexpired term on the Rapidan Service Authority. WJMA News Time is 7:35. State news this morning brought to you on the Virginia News Network by G.A. Waugh Furniture Company, the store where you get what you pay for.
At G.A. Waugh Furniture, they do a lot more than just sell furniture. Sure, they do sell furniture, quality furniture you'd be proud to have in your home. But at G.A. Waugh Furniture, you will also find appliances. Good, solid appliances. Hard-working appliances. Appliances to keep your home clean and comfortable. Appliances to keep your food fresh. Appliances that hold up under years of use. At G.A. Waugh Furniture, you can get furniture and appliances. Things you'll want around your house for a long, long time. Drop by and see the Waughs at G.A. Waugh Furniture in Orange. The store's on Main Street. G.A. Waugh Furniture. The store where you get what you pay for.
The trial of officials connected with the now-defunct Norfolk Savings and Loan Corporation continued yesterday in Richmond. The company president, Leon Hall, and two attorneys are on trial on charges of mail fraud and with trying to keep secret the firm's insolvency. Yesterday, a longtime employee said that one of her bosses, Frank Warren, would sign customers' names to loan notes. Warren and another company official, A. Page Ware, have already pleaded guilty to federal charges in connection with the case. The corporation was declared bankrupt January 2nd of 1973. About 3,500 investors lost their money with the collapse of the organization, which had no federal deposit insurance. Well, drug arrests continue in Virginia Beach. And more on that story now from Tom Wilborn of WKLX.
Virginia Beach police have arrested 10 of 25 persons indicted by a grand jury on drug charges. The panel handed down 29 indictments Monday for alleged sale of narcotics. Police began the roundup Monday night and are continuing with arrest. This is Tom Wilborn in Virginia Beach.
The Virginia Electric and Power Company says it will move ahead with its construction projects at the Surrey Nuclear Power Plant. VEPCO officials testified yesterday before the Atomic Energy Commission Safety and Licensing Board, which is hearing VEPCO's application for a license to operate the units at Surrey. The billion-dollar project was jeopardized, according to VEPCO, before the utility received the rate increase from the State Corporation Commission. Well, at least one Virginia congressman says he cannot support President Ford's announced income surcharge plan. Newsnet's Ray Carey reports.
7th District Congressman J. Kenneth Robinson said yesterday he would not be able to vote for President Ford's announced income surcharge plan. The Republican congressman made the remark at a rally in Hanover County. The rally was staged as part of Robinson's re-election campaign. Concerning the surcharge, the fiscally conservative Robinson said the surcharge bears down on the moderate income families, which, he said, make up the backbone of the nation. This is Ray Carey reporting.
The Appalachian Power Company is having trouble convincing the State Corporation Commission that utility is in need of an emergency rate hike. Yesterday, the SEC indicated it may hold a full review hearing early in 1975 on the increase request. APCO says it needs some $35 million in an increase right away, but an attorney for the SEC says he cannot find evidence of any emergency situation. Two teenage boys and two men are being held on charges of robbing a 7-Eleven store and shooting a county sheriff's deputy in Roanoke County yesterday. The deputy was shot in the foot, suffering minor injuries when four robbery suspects crashed through a police roadblock. Firing shots as they sped away, the four suspects were arrested eventually. Hours later, they were charged with robbing the 7-Eleven store of an estimated $200 and maliciously wounding the deputy. Police say all four are from Baltimore. Virginia Attorney General Andrew Miller says the state must draw up a plan to combat organized crime, with a part of that plan being a reinstatement of the death penalty. Miller, speaking before a seminar the State Crime Commission yesterday, said, quote, if organized crime is to know that Virginia means to crush it, the death penalty must be restored. This has been State News on the Virginia Network, a cooperative effort of Virginia's finer radio stations. Newsnet is produced by Ray Carey. This is Wells Bunyer reporting.
Five County weather, sunny today with highs in the upper 60s to near 70, fair tonight and tomorrow, lows tonight in the 40s, high tomorrow near 70. Chance of rain is near zero through tomorrow, winds variable under 10 miles an hour today and tonight. Right now, 32 degrees in Orange, humidity at 95%. State News brought to you this morning by G.A. Waugh Furniture Company, the store where you get what you pay for. I'm Ross Hunter for WJMA Radio News.
Morning, baby.
Soft as a gentle summer rain, dancing lightly on my windowpane. That's a feeling when she touches my face, and I'm caught up in the magic of her warm, loving ways. And I can't help feeling once again, it's like a first time thing. And when she quietly whispers my name, rockets explode inside my brain. It's like I'd never touched her before, and I guess that's what makes me want to touch her all the more. And I can't help feeling once again, it's like a first time thing. Once you've turned a certain page in life, the fireworks just seem to disappear. She takes me back to the first stage in life, and with her it's like the 4th of July, each day of the year. And in a world where people constantly change, somehow she's kept our world the same. Or maybe it just seems that way to me, 'cause love can make a man see the things he wants to see. But I still can't help feeling once again, it's like the first time thing.
Like first time thing, Ray Price with music on the morning show, 17 before 8 o'clock. Temperature still holding at 32 this morning. It's cold. It's 17 before 8. We'll check the morning bulletin board in about 2 minutes.
Oh.
the king of beers.
Budweiser.
But you know that.
But you know that.
You like that sound? Spirited, up-tempo, very much with it? Well, that's Budweiser all the way. But you know that.
Budweiser, the king of beers, distributed locally by J.W. Sieg & Company of Charlottesville.
Here's Kathy Thornton for First Virginia Bank of Orange.
Tennis, anyone? Now a Ken Rosewall Seamco tennis racket costs only $41 plus shipping, or a Slazenger racket costs only $17.95 plus shipping. Unbelievable buys, and we're offering them for opening a new $100 checking or savings account, or for adding $100 to your savings. More gifts, too. Drop by.
Offer available at First Virginia Bank of Orange. Member FDIC.
Four Seasons Nursery across Madison Road from the Health Center in Orange. Five County weather, sunny today, highs the upper 60s to near 70. Fair tonight and tomorrow, lows tonight in the 40s, highs tomorrow near 70. Chance of rain near zero through tomorrow. Winds variable under 10 miles an hour today and tonight. 32, the current temperature, humidity 94% this morning. Time now to check the WJMA Community Bulletin Board, brought to you this morning by Joseph R. Daniel Construction Company, 512 South Main Street in Culpeper, phone 825-5898. In the lost and found, a bloodhound golden retriever is missing from a home in Barbersville. He's a big dog, weighs about 70 pounds, reward offered, 832-3585. A mixed-breed puppy was found near the Orange Livestock Market where Route 15 joins the Madison Run Road. He is light tan with a black mask, a short-haired terrier type, has a crooked tail, no collar, but he has plenty of personality. He's well-fed and knows what it is to be happy with people. If that sounds like your dog, 832-2301. 832-2301. Three keys on a paperclip were found at Wiggins Tire Service in Unionville. They may be picked up at the Battlefield Trading Post on Route 20. An old female beagle has been lost in the Somerset area. She's mainly white with black and brown and is wearing a collar with identification tags. There's a reward offered. If found, please call 672-2716. 672-2716. A white male dog has been found in the Arota area. He seems to be a toy terrier. If yours, please call 948-4443. Lots of lost and found items today. A male American Eskimo Spitz has been lost in Fredericksburg. The dog was given to a new owner in Fredericksburg by someone from St. Just, and they think he might just be trying to get back home. He answers to the name of Silver. So if you found Silver, call 854-4159. Two good-sized hogs are roaming around in the Greenfields area of Orange. If these are yours, 672-1144. Three coonhounds have been found in Barbersville. They're wearing collars. No one can get close enough to see if there are names on them. If yours, please call 832-2063. Two religious albums, perhaps these are record albums, have been lost on Bellevue Avenue. If yours...